USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The city of Aurora, Illinois is setting up a GoFundMe page for the victims of Friday's shooting at a manufacturing plant. The Aurora Strong Community Fund hopes to raise around $50,000 for the families of the five people who died and the people who were injured, including police officers. Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zeman on the mood of her officers.
There's a lot of somberness knowing that lives lost. As I was talking to a few officers, they said they felt like they saved a lot of lives today, but they're going to be concentrating on the four, on the five victims that they couldn't. And so right now there's, on one hand, a sigh of relief that our officers are going to be okay.
President Trump spending the holiday weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort as reaction continues to come in from him declaring a national emergency. At least three lawsuits are in the works, and Democrats are planning to block the move in Congress. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
State Department spokesman Heather Nauert has withdrawn herself for consideration to become the next ambassador to the UN. Tim Tebow has a new movie coming out titled Run the Race. That movie will be available across the nation and theaters on February 22nd. The movie deals with two brothers and has a positive message to it. Tebow joins ABC's Good Morning America to talk about why he produced this movie.
I read the script 6 years ago, wow. And I never had the goal of getting into the movie industry, and I still really don't. I just love telling stories, and I love encouraging people, and hopefully that's something that this movie will do. It will tell a story about overcoming and believing in each other and loyalty and support and what faith, hope, and love can do in the midst of tough times. And I really wanted to be a part of this story because I feel like young people in today's society, we need something to be able to take the whole family and watch a movie and be able to be encouraged and inspired and go away with hope.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The flu kills right around 30,000 people in the United States each year, and the disease remains largely mysterious. Now, one of the things that's used to treat the flu by a lot of doctors is Tamiflu. Dr. Jeremy Brown is author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him about Tamiflu.
Yes, Tamiflu is a drug that has provoked some controversy, not really about whether it works, but really how effective it is. So it does seem to have an effect against the virus, but in terms of what that translates to, the best evidence that we have is that Tamiflu shortens the length of your symptoms by about a day, by about 18 hours on average. So you're thinking about taking a medicine like Tamiflu, on average it will shorten your symptoms by about a day, and it has not been shown to reduce the complication rate from viral pneumonia or to reduce the number of hospitalizations. So Tamiflu is a drug that works very modestly at best, and yet it is part of our strategic national stockpile that is kept by the government in the event of a massive flu outbreak to treat us. We certainly need a better drug than Tamiflu and drugs like it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.